Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 4. Being faithful in service in the Lord's commission and in his gifts for his second and imminent coming. Tuesday. Related verses. Matthew 24, verses 48 to 50. But if that evil slave says in his heart, "My master delays," and begins to beat his fellow slaves and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour which he does not know. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Ephesians 3, verse 8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Revelation 22, verses 17 and 20. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come," and let him who is thirsty come, let him who wills take the water of life freely. Verse 20. He who testifies these things says, "Yes, I come quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Luke 6, verse 37. And do not judge, and you shall by no means be judged. And do not condemn, and you shall by no means be condemned. Release, and you will be released. Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and anger and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be removed from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ also forgave you. Romans 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to every one who is among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to be sober-minded, as God has apportioned to each a measure of faith. Suggested reading. When we mistreat a fellow believer by criticizing, opposing, or despising him, in the eyes of the Lord, that is to beat him, we have to say a strong word here. We can easily fall into this danger without any kind of realization. We can fall into criticizing the brothers and sisters. Sometimes we may oppose or despise some of the saints. Perhaps we would even fight against them. This is to beat the Lord's slaves who are our fellow slaves. In Matthew 24, verse 48, the slave said, "My master delays." The slave believed that the Lord was coming again, but he also believed that he was delaying his coming. Anyone who does not believe that the Lord is coming quickly is an evil slave. The reason for the slave's mistake, according to what the Lord said, is in verse 48. Even though with his mouth he said that the Lord would come quickly, in his heart he still considered that the Lord would delay. This kind of person is in peril. If one does not take the attitude that the Lord will come quickly, he will not be watchful. Many people do not want the Lord to come quickly. They are afraid that when the Lord comes, he will spoil and terminate their plans. They cannot pray John's prayer. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We must have an attitude and desire for the Lord to come quickly. If you think that the Lord will delay, he will come sooner than you expect. All of us should be those who are feeding the Lord's people at the proper time and using the Lord's talents in full. On the negative side, we should not be those beating our fellow slaves. You may not do your duty to perform your service, but instead, you are criticizing and sometimes even strongly opposing the brothers. You are not doing the work, but beating the fellow slaves. Some of the sisters are always busy on the telephone. When they hear something good about the brothers, they are not interested in letting anyone know. When they hear something bad about certain brothers, especially the elders, they become busy on the telephone. This is why many of the elders in the local churches are afraid to do anything wrong. Once they do something wrong, nearly everyone knows through the use of the telephone. These telephone calls are all beatings. When something negative happens to any of the saints, some can never retain it. Passing on the news of this negative situation is a kind of beating. Sometimes you may have a subtle way of praying in the prayer meeting for a saint who is in a negative situation. You pray for people, but about 10% of your prayer is a kind of judging. This is beating. The elders in one location may criticize the elders in another location. This is also beating the fellow slaves. You waste your time of service in beating. Instead of doing the service, you beat the brothers, the fellow slaves. Many of the brothers can testify that they never heard me beating others by criticizing or exposing them. My only burden is to release messages. Although I have no intention of exposing anyone, many are exposed by the light in the messages I release. That is not my job, but the Lord's work. We all have to stop our criticizing, judging, opposing, and murmuring as a kind of beating. We must spend our time, our energy, and our everything to do a positive service for the Lord's interest.